Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's listen to more from Hal Steinbrenner. We got a bunch more still here? Okay, we got a bunch more from Hal. Let's see if he says anything that gets us excited about the Yankees coming up. Here's more.
Hal, you mentioned consistently having one of the highest payrolls. Do you feel like that money has been spent well enough in recent years?
Well, the intent was certainly there, and the research and the homework was certainly there. I can't complain about that. You know, you're always looking hindsight, right? Hindsight's 20/20. Certainly some things haven't worked out. But it's not for, not for not doing the research and the homework and everything else. Again, the team on paper, on the back of the baseball cards, is one thing. And then how they perform, particularly in the postseason, which is a bit of a crapshoot, is two different things. And, you know, you got to wait to find out the second. But make sure on the first that, you know, you're getting guys that should make sense and that should perform in this market. And should fill these areas of needs, whatever the need is.
Hal, thanks for taking the time. Going back to the salary cap thing, you had mentioned in the past that you'd consider supporting a cap depending on what the cap is and it being contingent on there being a floor. Has your thinking changed on that?
Well, we're going to talk about hypotheticals. You know how much I love those. But yes, I really wouldn't have anything to add. I would consider, I would consider supporting a cap only if it's accompanied by a floor, and of course it depends what the number is. I mean, I wish I had more for you, man, but I mean that's where I'm at right now. But that is something on the record, yes, that I've said.
But I mean, so when you talk about a floor, like, do you have a yeah in mind? Like, do you what's a number that sound good to you in terms of a floor?
Something that would be reasonable enough that it would improve competitive balance significantly in this sport, which many fans already argue is not good enough. I think we've made strides the last 10 years in some of the things we've done, but as an industry, probably not near where we need to be. At least that's what the majority of the fans believe. And there's a number of ways to attack that problem, including some we've done in the past.
Hal, you mentioned there was a 6 to 7 week stretch this summer where the team just didn't play good baseball. That's happened in the past. Last year, you guys were able to recover and make the World Series. Obviously, this year it cost you the division, home field, a bye. What needs to change so you can avoid those summertime, those ruts that you guys seem to have pretty much every season?
That's the last question.
Yeah, look, again, it wasn't for lack of confidence. It wasn't for lack of working hard. It's a difficult question to ask. There's nothing coaching wise that I feel we could have done differently, but you know, as well as I do, you've been around probably longer than me, probably. And it's, you know, players start to push when they struggle. And then you start chasing bad pitches, and just a myriad of things that happen when a team really struggles like that. I don't expect to see that every year. We're too good for that. But you're right. It was bad last year, and it did cost us the division. We could have won one more game and won the division, right? One of the Miami games, for instance. It was frustrating, definitely frustrating. But again, it's not for lack of effort, trying, and, you know, optimism, because there's all that in that clubhouse.
Getting back to Chris's question about the Dodgers, are you worried that they're pulling away from the pack? I mean, they've won 3 championships now in 6 years. They're obviously very wealthy. They have a connection to the Japanese market. Is it a concern to you as a rival and as one of the 29 other owners?
Well, I'll just speak for Hal Steinbrenner. Of course it's a concern. They do have tremendous resources, and but they've gotten the job done. That's the big thing. I mean, they played to their potential when they needed to, overcome a lot of injuries this year. But again, got healthy at the right time. I don't know what next year is going to bring, but it's of course it's always a concern anytime I feel that, you know, one team is pulling away from the other 29, selfishly pulling away from me. I'm not quite sure I'm convinced of that yet because so much happens during the course of a baseball season. But all we can do is you know, do the best we can, put the best team together, the best roster together that we can. And again, not have 6 week periods like we had last year. That does us no good.
Can I tell you, that's the first thing that he said that truly bothers me. The start of that. All right. And we probably played 8 or 9 cuts from Hal, and you know, we're pretty much getting what we expected here. But there were two things here. First, he was asked about the, you know, maybe misspending some funding and allocating the wrong money to the wrong player or too much money to the wrong player. And then he was also asked about these summer swoons, right? And which, by the way, happened every single year. And his answer for that to me was not really acceptable because he said, well, some of the misspent funds, it's not because we didn't do our homework or do our research. That's the bare minimum starting point. What?
Not because of lack of effort or trying.
I mean, I almost said what you almost said earlier, the S word. Like, no belief, man. And then when you talk about these summer swoons, he said it wasn't for a lack of working hard. That's job requirement number one for a pro athlete, to work hard. And I think that that's my biggest disconnect with Hal and his approach as an owner. Now, to be, you know, volatile and combustible, like, is that never going to happen? But, you know, you could be a step more than where you are now, where it shouldn't always be explained away by, hey, we did our due diligence, we did our homework, we worked hard, we played hard, we tried, it just didn't work out. Why not?
Right.
Why didn't it work out?
I want him to be a little less rational.
Why didn't it work out?
Him and the front office and the DON, the Yankee Department of Nerds, they're all saying the same thing. Well, look at it on paper. Like, we have a good team. We won a bunch of games. Yeah, okay, well, the base running needs to get better, although...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Like, Boone disputed that throughout the course of the year.
He did say a couple times.
So Hal at least acknowledging that. But, hey, you know, we gotta love our pitching. You know, we got to help the bullpen a little bit. We're pretty good on the infield. Like, we now calls for a little sprinkle of irrational behavior. And it doesn't mean that you got to go like a drunken sailor over the top. But clearly, I don't understand how they could just sit there and watch the same thing over and over and over again and just saying, like, yeah, I mean, you know, we can't have the swoon next year. Well, we'll do something about it. To your point, BT, well, why? Why are we relying on so many young guys? Why haven't the young guys developed to the level that we expect them to develop? Why haven't you gone over the top to compensate for the lack of development with the younger players to bring in big-name players the way that you used to when you were successful back when your father was running things back in 2009? There's a lot of different things the Yankees could do, and instead they just continue to have the blinders on and say they're smarter than everybody else, and the results continue to be the same every year.
Now, I want to react to what they do and not necessarily what they say. I think that's always the smart way to do it, but they've kind of said the same thing for a while, and they've kind of kind of done the same thing for a while, clearly acknowledging that they've gone above and beyond to give Yankee fans a winner, just not above and above and beyond where they usually have gone. You know, listen, guys, here's the reality of it. We are getting perilously close to this like my son's generation and then multiple future generations pulling up baseballreference.com, putting in Aaron Judge's name and seeing bold and black and italicized everywhere and saying, wow, they never won with this guy?
Right. If there was ever a time to just try it for old time's sake, just go all the way in for a couple of seasons, now is the time to do that. Let's listen to more from Hal here before we break.
The other question is just your thoughts on the job that Aaron Boone is doing. If you had to give him a grade, what would it be?
God, please don't make me repeat myself, Bob. I've been asked this question so many times. He's a good manager at many of the things he has to do. He's not perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But he is great at dealing with the players, with his staff, with Cash's people and with Cash, with you guys. You know, and he makes overall good decisions on the field. Right. So, you know, you can't pin this on Aaron Boone, that's for sure. This Toronto series was on the players. It's on the players' shoulders, period. They didn't hit. We had a couple bad starts. And obviously against the Blue Jays, as I've already said, you can't do any of that when they're playing as good as they were playing entering the playoffs.
Wanted to ask you, Hal, you said you can't name a figure for your projected payroll, but a range. You were at 319, you said, last year. Can you give us a range? Is that the range? I've seen it suggested you want to go down this year. Is that true? And also, I've seen it suggested that your revenues were over 700. So I'm assuming you make a profit. Is that fair as well?
No, it's not fair, actually. So
you take a loss?
Don't want to get into it, but that's not a fair statement or an accurate statement. You need to, you know, everybody wants to talk about revenues. They need to talk about our expenses, including the $100 million expense to the city of New York that we have to pay every February 1st, including the COVID year. So it all starts to add up in a hurry. Nobody spends more money, I don't believe, on player development, scouting, performance science. So these all start to add up, John. And you know, if you want to go look at the revenues, you got to somehow try to figure out the expense side as well. You might be surprised. But that aside, I didn't say every year we do a range, but some years going into the winter meetings, we do talk about a range. But that range has rarely come true, as I found, for all the reasons I already talked about. He's going to bring me anything and everything. And, you know, he and his people have to work harder because that's the way I want it, but that's the way I want it. So we will see what happens and what presents itself trade-wise and free agent-wise.
I mean, I kind of like that when he says, you know, they have to work harder and that's the way I want it because that's the way I want it. So suck it up, basically. But how about the fact that he alluded to the Yankees? You're telling me now they're losing money or not making as much money as we thought?
Well, this is what I read earlier, yeah. That Hoke transcribed. Right, okay, right. So, yeah, when you hear it, I'm happy. And I figured we would play it, but the thumbnail sketches, and I mean, it's as simple a research as you could possibly do. The Yankees, their most recent valuation is $8 billion. Nobody has a higher valuation. And I could throw in the Dodgers, but I'll look at the Mets. Yanks are $8 billion. Mets are $3.1 billion. The Yankees' revenue generation was $705 million a year ago, and the Mets was right below $450. Massive advantage, Yankees. Now, obviously, you know, I don't know the inner workings of the city deal and the leases and the other side.
I don't think he's lying.
I don't think that he's lying. I think that he's understating the amount of profit that they make. I definitely don't think he's lying. I mean, if you listen to that again, the first thing he was like, well, no, I wouldn't. Don't assume that. Come on, Hal. I mean, the safest assumption in the world is that the Yankees are making a profit.
Wait, right, what? But then the money that they spend, which we could be looking at it just as the major league payroll, but to his point, you know, the Yankees are more involved with scouting and minor league system and all this.
Where's the data that supports that? Well, I'm not saying that they're not very involved. I know that they spend more than the Orioles, and I know that the Mets had, that was one of the big problems with the Mets for years, and they've changed that a little bit.
Right, but I don't think to the level of the Yankees.
Like I agree. I think the Yankees operate very much first rate in that regard, and I'm just throwing out a number. Like, how much can you spend on that? $50 million? There's no way. You got Steinbrenner Field. The Rays just gave you $10 million, Major League Baseball, to let them use the stadium. So whatever operating costs in the minor leagues was largely offset by the $10 million check you got from baseball.
But either way, to me, the fan doesn't want to hear about
that. No, that's the point.
Like, Steve Cohen's not making money. Doesn't matter. He's trying to win.
I think he's making money.
I believe that the Mets were losing money. I don't know.
There's always a way. I don't want to say fudge the numbers illegally. Present things as a lot. Listen, the Mets generated $446 million last year. Their payroll was, what, 360, right. 370?
Yeah, so, but that's a big league payroll, but you're not talking about
Understood. Understood. So maybe it was a push. Maybe they did lose a few, whatever. But the Yankees are as profitable as the Cowboys, as anybody.
Right. If the Yankees can't make money, then they're all
back
screwed.
Up shop, Minnesota.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.